The Syrian president has said militants from 29 different nationalities are now fighting in his country. Bashar al-Assad has accused the West and the U.S. of interfering in Syria's internal affairs. He's also said that the country's future is up to Syrians, playing down an upcoming Western-sponsored conference on Syria. The Syrian army has cleared many parts of the western city of Qusair of foreign-backed militants. The army has managed to take control of the town's municipality building, the nearby square, and some other areas. Fighting is still underway across the country as the army continues to inflict losses on the insurgents. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has called for joint Sunni-Shia prayers after a spate of attacks on mosques across the country. Maliki says the attackers want to create sectarian strife in Iraq. The UN says more than 700 people died in violence across Iraq in April. Pakistan's Tehreek-e-Insaf party has held a protest in the southern port city of Karachi to condemn the killing of one of its senior members. Zahra Shahid Hussain was shot dead ahead of a re-polling in Karachi following vote-rigging allegations in last week's elections. The party has blamed rival Muttahida Qaumi movement for the assassination. A U.S. agent captured while spying in Moscow has left Russia. Russian authorities say Ryan Fogel was working undercover as the U.S. Embassy's third secretary. He has written instructions for recruiting a Russian citizen. Moscow strongly condemned the espionage attempt as provocative. France plans to buy spy drones from the U.S. and Israel to enhance its espionage apparatus. Experts believe France's military intervention in Mali this year has exposed its weaknesses in surveillance operations for modern warfare. Paris is planning to deploy the drones to Mali before the end of the year. Afghans lawmakers accuse President Hamid Karzai of letting foreign-backed spies operate in his presidential office. They say these agents are working under Karzai's order. The MPs argue this could cause the government to give concessions to foreign powers. Karzai has recently urged the CIA to keep paying the government. In Nigeria, the military has waged its campaign against the militants in the northeastern Borno state. The offensive involves airstrikes on the state capital, Maiduguri. The city is the stronghold of Boko Haram, a Saudi-sponsored Salafist militant group. Nigeria says 14 militants and 3 soldiers were killed in the fighting.